So let's review. Our shir began on the bottom of Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Tan Rabban. Ein mechabdin lebedrachim lebikshar. The Braisa teaches that there is no need to honor a prominent person and allow him to proceed first when meeting on the road or in passing over a bridge. Also, v'loy b'yadayim mezuamas. There is no need to wash mayim achrayim in order of prominence, other than the one who benches as described in the previous Daf. Rabbi Yochanan said similarly that we need to accord honor only when entering a doorway that is fit for a mezuzah, but not when traveling on the road or when going through a breach in a wall. The Gemara returns to discuss various halachas concerning habitzeya, the one who breaks bread and makes the bracha of a mitzvah for others. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bereder of Shmuel, Bar Shilas, Mishmei Derav. Eina mesubin rishon lechol klum ad sheitim habitzeya. The people in the group may not eat anything until after the one making a mitzvah has begun to eat. Another halacha is that after the leader makes a mitzvah, he should not cut the loaf of bread at sheyichl amin mepia einim until everyone has completely finished saying amin, because amin is considered as part of the bracha, and a person may not cut his bread until he concludes his bracha. Rav Chisda, however, says at sheyichl amin mepia roiva einim, that the beitzeya may cut the bread after most of the people present have finished saying amin, but if some of the people stretch out the word amin excessively, the beitzeya need not wait for him to finish saying amin before cutting the bread, because it is wrong to stretch out amin excessively. The Gemara then begins to discuss the proper way to answer amen. Tan Rabban, in einin loy amen chatufa. We may not answer a hasty amen, meaning amen should not be pronounced with a shva, amen, but rather with a kamatz, amen. V'lo amen chatufa. Also, we may not answer an abbreviated amen, which means that the nun is not enunciated, amen. V'lo amen yisayma. And one may not say an orphan amen. This refers to one who answers amen without hearing or knowing what bracha he is answering to. And also, lo yizrika bracha mipiv. One may not throw a bracha from his mouth in haste. Rather, a bracha must be recited slowly and respectfully. Benazi then adds that kalamarech ba'amin, marichin lo yoma vishnaisa. One who lengthens his amin, meaning that he answers amin slowly and carefully, but not excessively long, will have lengthened days and years. The Gemara proceeds to teach the following law regarding zimun. As a general rule, in order for three people to join in a zimun group, they must eat their meal together at the same time. The Gemara cites an incident where Rav and Shmuel had already finished eating, when Asar Rav Simi Barchia v'havik Kemesar v'achol. Rav Simi came along and began to eat his meal quickly, which indicated that he wanted to join them as a Zima group. Rav said that we cannot combine to become a Zima group of three, because ananachlinan, we had finished eating before the third person came along. However, Shmuel maintained that they were permitted to join as a Zima group, because although he and Rav had already finished eating, ilu maisili ardiloye v'goiz loy la'aba milayachlinan, had someone brought us a delicacy, such as mushrooms or young pigeons, would we have not eaten it? Certainly we would. This, argued Shmuel, is sufficient indication that our meal is not over yet. Therefore, Rav and Shmuel were able to join with the third person in the Zima group, even though he joined them after they finished eating. The Gemara concludes with another halacha regarding Zima. The Hilchasa, Gadol Mavarech, Avagav to Oslim Saif. The halacha is that the most prominent person in the group should lead the Zima, even if he came at the end of the meal. The Gemara now goes back to the Mishnah Daf Memhei, which listed a number of situations where that person may be included in the Zimun, and similar cases with slightly different situations where he cannot be included in the Zimun. The Gemara first addresses the first group of cases, which are as follows. Achol Demai, Umayser Rishon Shenit L'Trumasai, Mayser Sheni V'Hekta Sheniftu, V'Hashemesh Achol Kezayis, V'Hakuti Mezamnalov. In all the above cases, which were already described in the previous Daf, he can be included in the Zimun. In each case, the Gemara goes on to explain why we might think that he should not be included in the Zimun, and why the Mishnah paskins that he can be included in the Zimun. The second group of cases is as follows. Ochol Tevel, Umayser Rishon Shlei Nitla Trumasai, Umayser Sheni V'Hekdi Shlei Niftu, V'Hashamesh Ochol Pochis Mekizayis, V'Hanochri, Ein Mezam Nalein. In these cases, he cannot be included in the Zimun. Here too, the Gemara explains why we might think that he can be included in the Zimun, and why the Mishnah paskins that he cannot be included in the Zimun. In the middle of this discussion, the Gemara brought a braisa with the concept of an Amaretz. The Gemara asks, Eizehu Amaretz? What type of person does the Mishnah label as an Amaretz? Kol sheinu oichel chulin b'tahara. One who does not eat chulin b'tahara. Kol sheinu ma'asa peirosev kero. One who doesn't separate ma'isa properly. Kol sheinu kero krish ma'arves v'shachris. One who does not recite the Shema in the morning and the night. Kol sheinu maniach tefillin, one who does not put on tefillin. Kol she'en li tzitzis bebigdoi. One who doesn't wear tzitzis. Kol she'en mezuzah pischai. One who does not have a mezuzah on his doorpost. Kol mi she'esh li bonim ve'en megabim l'talmud Torah. One who does not raise his children in the ways of the Torah. And the Braisa concludes, afelikara v'shana v'leishimish tamid ha'chacham hariz am aretz. That the term Amar Aretz refers to whoever was not Mishamish Tamid Chacham. Literally, he did not serve Torah scholars. And Rashi explains that this refers to one who did not study Gemara. Our daf ends with several novel and lenient rulings regarding who is qualified to serve as the 10th person in a Zimun of 10 or in a Minyan and Shul. For example, although our Mishnah teaches that Noshem V'Avadim U'Ketanim Ein Mezam Naleim, women, servants, and minors may not join the Zimun group, the Gemara cites an opinion that Avadim U'Ketanim may complete a Minyan of 10 when there are already 9 adult men in the group. The Gemara then relates a supporting story that Maisa Rebbe Elazar shenichnas lebeis haknesses v'lemotza asar v'shichar avdei, where Rebbe Elazar freed one of his Canaanite servants to make a minyan. Even though we learned that an Evan may be counted for a 10th person, however he had to free him because he was only the 9th person. He then used another Evan as the 10th person. Although there is an Isra of kol meshachar avdei over by essay, one who frees his Canaanite servant transgressions, a positive commandment of La'olam bam tavaydu, you shall work them forever, however, mitzvah de rab mshani, a mitzvah of the tzibur for the public need is different. For that purpose, it is permitted. Another such ruling is Tisha nirin kasara mitzdarfin, that when 9 people are gathered together in a way that makes it appear as though there are 10 people present, it is considered a valid minyan. The Gemara also refers to this as Tisha v'orin mitzdarfin. The Gemara then cites Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who says that La'olam yashkim adam lebeis haknesses kedei sheyizke v'yimne im asar rishayin. That those who make the effort to be among the first 10 in shul are noitel schar k'neged kulam. They receive a reward equivalent to the entire congregation. Because as the Maharsha explains, kol be asar shchinta shaya, the first 10 people cause the shchinta to dwell among this congregation. A Gemara concludes with Rav Nachman teaching us that katan hayidei lemim avarchin mizam nalav, that even a child may be counted for Zeman as long as he knows to who we are making the bracha.